Hello everybody, welcome to the first episode of Shorties and Shots Saltwater. We're a bunch of idiots stand around and play D&D, but not really, it has no rules. So, hello, I'm Thomas, I'm your dungeon master. Let's go in a circle and just tell everyone who our characters are.
So, I'm Brick, I play Jotari Ninereth, who is a tiefling blood hunter.
Alright.
Can my character like Taylor Swift?
I'm just wondering, I really need to know.
We'll figure out if Taylor Swift and Nico didn't ask. Can you please first describe your character?
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Frankie. I'm a rock gnome who's old. I'm an old rock gnome.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jade. My character is Elena, and I'm a hobbit, right?
You're a halfling.
I'm a halfling. Time powers.
Yeah, you're a time wizard. Okay.
Time magic.
Wait, can I be a character?
Wait a minute. We have to wait.
So,
you're not until 3 episodes in.
No.
I don't know.
Deadass just forgot my character's name.
Annabelle.
She's a dwarf and a shepherd druid. She's really cool.
And brutally murders people.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My turn.
And you say I'm bad.
Here's the summary of the plot. Thus far.
Why can't I be a
character? Stop with the brick.
Language.
All right. So, where we began this. You did forget, but I'm not going to let you now.
I'm Sydney.
No, you're not.
No.
So
Taylor or something.
In the beginning, Jotari and Elena. No, Jotari and Annabelle walked into this bar in Nicotoranas near the Lucidian Ocean, where they kind of exchanged drinks and Jotari had a stroke, coughing up blood and met a water demon.
Beautiful.
And anyway, this halfling lady, not Elena, different halfling, shows up and is like, oh my god, there's an attack. So they go out, there's this boat. They're like, oh no, the boat's getting attacked by water creatures. They go on the boat, they save some people, they kill some water creatures. Wow. Then this character named Frankie gets introduced, and Frankie's like, yo, wanna save my cargo? So they're like, okay. So they go and they save the cargo. And one part of the cargo is this halfling lady named Elena. And then the FBI shows up. So they murder the FBI with fish friends.
We bust out through
friendship.
The back of the ship.
And now the boat is sinking.
And Frankie's drowning.
Frankie and Jotari are on the top of the boat. Elena and Annabelle are currently in the water being held up by fish friends.
Fish bitches.
They're my friends. They're fishies. As the journey continues.
All right.
Stop listening to Jojo.
You gotta turn that off.
You won't be able to do this
properly.
We're
not gonna get anything.
I will kill you while you're listening to Jojo.
Please. Anyways.
Alright. Jotari and Frankie. The boat is starting. The entire bottom deck has sunk in. It's starting to go all the way down. What are you doing?
Well, I'm about to drown once more. Again, second time.
And you got a guy slung on your shoulder.
Yes, I do, because I decided to get
it. I still can't see.
Take me with you.
I'll give you your sight back whenever this becomes less of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath?
It already is a bloodbath.
What happened to Siegfried?
We're not saying that.
Okay.
Don't tell him anything. You're going to traumatize him.
He already is traumatized. You heard a whole bunch of bone crunching noises.
I did.
Sorry about that.
Buddy. It's okay.
It's an accident.
It's okay, buddy.
Can you stop your crying and can we figure out a way to get off of here, please? For the love of everything holy.
There's a little thing called a ladder.
For the love
to get
Taylor
us off
Swift.
Of this ship, maybe go use it.
Then you should probably learn how to swim.
The ladder's been submerged. The ladder's been submerged, but you can probably jump onto a part of the dock.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Parkour
time.
Yeah,
parkour.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Hop. Your body just barely makes it over the guardrail. And you, onto the dock.
Like Mario, Mario.
Sorry, what are you doing?
After he falls from a high height. You're
doing the same thing?
Yes.
All right.
I'm taking the guy with me. He's not dying.
You just instantly vault the guardrail and you hop down next to Frankie. What is everybody doing?
Well, me and...
We're just chilling in the water.
Yeah.
Okay,
the sirens are gonna come.
Is there any way we can like help them?
Okay, fish.
Well, they're both on the dock now. Okay. So they're pretty safe. The until the law shows up, because you know.
So
you
how
killed
far away are
them.
They? You know, the like
well,
secondary.
The Clovis Concord are the guards of the city, so they probably won't be too long. Once
we better hurry this shit up.
Okay.
Okay.
Well. Looks like you guys are screwed. I'm gonna go run from the cops again.
We came back and helped you, and you're running away again without helping us.
I did not ask.
The top deck is starting to be submerged.
Mother
bye
trucker,
bye.
Can we like do something to get the ship to stop sinking?
Like do something so I don't drown.
It's a large ship, and I highly doubt.
You're a big person.
Maybe if
how big is the hole?
So you can get the large ship out of the large ocean.
Those ships are too large for a 6-foot creature to be able to get out of the water.
Well, that's just stupid.
Maybe you should learn to swim.
I sink!
You see that a crowd of civilians are starting to gather, and there's like city guard members walking over.
Okay, bye. We got it.
Yep. And they see the guy slung on your shoulder, and one of them goes, Gerald?
Gerald!
Oh, that's your name.
Yeah.
What have you done to Gerald?
It's okay, bud.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, do you know my sight back?
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you your sight. Okay.
And do you relinquish the curse? He opens his eyes and kind of...
Can I be Gerald?
No!
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 I want to fucking play!
You will play later.
At some later date when I can handle the play.
We're gonna give Thomas a heart attack.
Yeah.
On his birthday, he'll die on his birthday.
It is my birthday. This is my birthday.
Yeah,
present.
Yeah, guys.
This
yeah.
is yes. my birthday present, and it's just gone terribly.
So and
Cheryl says, "Oh my god. Oh, is that the boat?
Yeah.
Did you guys sink the boat?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Told you didn't want to see what happened."
Don't.
And then like a little chunk of brain.
Oh,
like, goes,
Jesus.
Oh, that's so freed, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh. Well, sucks to suck. Anyways, we have to get going.
I would have gotten him out, but, you know, they did.
Can you guys, find out? Can you, like, take...
Look at that big ass hand.
It's
look
okay,
at
buddy. It's okay.
It's not.
They're going to
relinquish
you
to the guard.
I'm gonna be out of a job and.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna be on the run terrible. Now. Now they're gonna think that I thought you did it and maybe you did because you got your friends. Your friends are crazy, bro.
They're not my friends, really. They just kind of tried to tag along. I don't know. I would have
We're more of like acquaintances that met like 3 hours ago.
I would have.
You did this in 3 hours?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I walked in 3 hours ago.
It's been a rough day.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's like two separate storylines going on.
Alright. What are you all doing? Now that this crowd is gathered and the city guard are gathered.
Can you say Frankie's so we can just like go back to the like dock? Because we have like
Frankie's on the we're on the dock.
Yeah, you're on the dock, so why don't we just wait, I thought you were on the ship.
No,
they just jumped off.
Okay, then cool. Then we should.
You two are on the fish, us two are on the dock.
Fish, we need to go to the dock.
Wow, that's where we need to go.
The fish representative jumps up. We need to go on the dock.
Yes.
You mean where the people are? You mean where we can't breathe?
Can you swim?
Yes.
Great, okay.
You're limited.
Yes.
You're not like a proper swimmer, but.
Okay, so do you think you could swim?
Yeah.
If I start drowning.
Well, don't drown. That would be bad.
That would be pretty bad, yeah.
The fish turns over to you and goes, if you drown, we'll save you. But you don't know what he's saying. It just sounds like...
Okay.
Brruh.
He says if you drown, they'll save you.
Thank you, kind fishies.
Oh, gosh.
Fishies.
You don't cover very much land. You're quite small. But there's not too much land to cover, so you kind of make your way around the side of the boat.
My voice, like, died and then came
grab yourself up. And you see that the guard members have started heading cautiously towards the dock. And Gerald looks at him and he goes...
Look, I promise.
Takes up his halberd.
Wait, Gerald is doing this?
No.
Oh,
okay. I was like, Gerald.
Oh, good. I was about to be like,
I was about to say, Gerald.
Gerald.
God, you promised you wouldn't harm us. Do you need me to blind you again?
State your name.
Otari.
Last name. I know a lot of your type don't have those.
Ninareth.
Right.
Thought I just escaped the cops. Jeez.
Gerald goes, Edward's like guard captain, bro. Oh, we're all gonna die.
I'm
afraid you're under arrest.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've a couple times today.
There's the
police.
What? Oh, no, you're in the distance.
The police are coming.
Yeah, I think Gerald here told me that once.
It's the police.
And then we...
Gerald? Precisely what situation are you in? I wish I knew, bro. I was just trying to do my job. And then the fist showed up. And then I got blinded. And then I heard some strange jingle about cashing now. Oh, my life is ruined. Edward goes, yes, sounds like it. In the other hand, he pulls out his short sword.
Y'all, the police helicopter is coming for you guys. Not
again.
Oh my god!
In the other hand, he pulls out his short sword and he kind of begins to rear closer, gesturing for his friends to kind of.
Hey, don't hurt my buddy Gerald over here. He didn't do anything.
What precisely is that sword of yours? And he kind of, with his halberd, he points to the eyeball.
Wait, I'm not in it.
I would say. But I don't know. All I know is, don't touch it.
He's gonna shout from where I am in the water. Yeah, don't touch it!
Is the guy who touched it there?
He's drowned.
Oh.
I thought he left.
Oh, no, wait, he did leave, right.
Yeah.
You see that he's, like, still running across Nickerton and us.
Oh. Okay.
He is gone.
that guy.
Out of him.
The one who's running.
Was that not cocaine? Was that not residuum?
It was not cocaine. It was not any drugs.
What?
What?
Huh?
Joey. And Joey goes, what's up, boss? He goes, Joey, I need you to confiscate the sword. He goes,
Joey.
All right.
Joey.
Towards you.
Joey.
He just pulls out the short sword. He doesn't have the halberd.
Joey.
I don't want to do
this. Joey.
He's within 5 feet of you now.
Can I do some tentacle shit on this man?
You can do some
tentacle
shit.
I'm gonna do some tentacle shit on this man.
Right. What do you wanna do?
I wanna just keep him in place, just like get his legs.
All right. It's quaking.
The eyeball begins to glow as you rend out your hand, and this sort of bubbling water begins to appear underneath him. It's this dark blue circle. And from the circle, these vast tentacles wrench from the ground. And they surround him and they just interlock. And he's locked in place and he's suspended in the air and the tentacles begin to raise him up.
Slimy noises.
And they around him. All at once. They just pull down, and the ring closes. And the man, and the Edward goes, "What? Ha! Huh. Right.
Trust me, he'll like this outcome better."
Are we still chilling in the water?
Oh yeah, it's a second.
Wait! What?
Oh, wait! Ah! Oh my god!
Elena, Annabelle, what are you doing?
I'm back.
13:50 in this recording.
Sex jokes.
Okay.
I'll make one at 23:50. Don't worry.
Don't do that. Okay.
So we're still swimming.
Yeah, I'm still swimming.
I'm like
failing miserably.
Really behind Annabelle because I'm.
Don't worry, I'll catch
you. You're going with the fish. Are you heading up to the dock as well?
Yeah. Splish.
Is
there any way to go like around where all the people are? Like if they're all at the dock, can you like
not
go on the dock but like still get onto land?
There are other ports.
Great.
Yeah, there's not just the dock.
Well, yeah, no.
There's not just like one strip. There are other boats.
So then, yeah, we should just.
Why don't we just leave them?
No!
Different docks.
I can't do that.
I don't know. They choose like shit. So.
What's the dog doing?
Okay, no, we should go to a different port and we should try to help them.
It's like forcing them into a get along sweater. It's not gonna work.
No.
What if
I hate get along sweaters?
I know.
Are you just like standing there as like Dotari's getting like?
And you guys, as you're talking about like leaving them behind or staying, you just see a dude get pulled into the abyss by a bunch of tentacles. By a bunch of these light green tentacles.
This is why we should leave. No, we have to help.
We should be long gone.
Why?
Frankie, you are also on the dock. Do you want to do anything or are you just gonna stand here?
Like, what can Frankie's I do? Just,
you have a sword and some magic.
A magic's fine.
Magic's fine, I guess.
I want to know what your ultimate goal of all this is. What are you trying to do?
Sure. Not trying to do anything.
I'm just trying not to die.
Yeah,
that's in the water.
I tried to get it away from the law.
No.
That's Dotari's entire mission.
Are you trying to escape from the law? Because I will tell you, there is a whole ocean behind you.
Stop. No, get on a ship. Get on a ship and leave.
Yeah, but do we want the ship to crash?
Well, it won't if we leave.
I could probably figure out some weird tentacle shit as a makeshift
boat. Stop. You violated the law.
Well, we tend to
crash weird tentacle shit. That made a butt.
So...
That's a crazy noise.
Wait, we were originally gonna have a pirate adventure, so let's just have a freaking pirate adventure. Get a different boat and leave.
Let's do this. Let's go get it.
Well, then I gotta ask, how are you two getting to whatever? Are you guys kind of hop a ship?
Yep.
All right. You are gonna take a while to get there. Annabelle's already there, and you have to like turn around, hop off, and try again to get to another boat.
Oh no.
The guards are like,
"Woo, swim!"
One of the guards goes. Who are those small men heading towards a boat? Aldrich. Yes, sir. Get the small men. And he pushes through. It's quite difficult. There's this huge sea of people now. Thieves. You get to the boat.
I finally make it.
It's the SS Wretch. And as you pull yourself on, well, actually, it'd probably be named the CC Wretch. So that's what we're
CC Wretch.
Great.
You pull yourself up. Dotari and Frankie, you see that they're getting on a different boat.
Should we go try?
What are you doing?
Run over
all of the
here.
Guards' attention are pulled over. Edward looks at you and goes,
why would you yell?
Are they with you?
No.
Never met these
none of them are with me. I have no clue what's
look,
going
mate, you
on.
Just killed my friend, all right?
Sucks I did not sucks. Kill him. I dragged him into the abyss. That's two different things.
No, they seem like very similar things.
I don't know how they died.
I don't know. I've been in the
abyss.
The
portal reopens. And the tentacles just like delicately raise him. And they drop him.
I've been in a slimy hell.
And he's on the ground. And he's just like twitching.
He's
spasming.
Seen some shit. I don't know.
And
what
his
he saw,
eyes
he saw
his
something.
Eyes are all glazed over and he just
alive.
And he makes no sound. He just
having a stroke today.
And as blood kind of pools around the side of his mouth, he says, and then he dies.
What the fuck?
Ow. What?
I'm just watching this from afar.
Evil
like,
smile you
have. Fuck!
And the guy goes, No, you killed him. You killed him.
I've been in the abyss many times. It sucks that...
Gerald looks and goes, no, yeah, you killed him.
I was in the abyss many times and I'm just fine. Just fine.
Right. Look, mate, you are definitely under arrest.
Oh, come on!
And he closes the distance and he walks behind you and he grabs you by both arms and he goes, Gerald!
Can I bite his ankles?
Can you have a pair of manacles?
I want to bite his ankles. Can I bite the guy's ankles? I want to bite the guard's ankles.
That's questionable.
Let me bite his ankles.
Gerald!
Make a good choice here.
What's the right choice? I mean, I have my job.
Make a good choice, Gerald.
I don't know what to do.
Gerald.
Make the right choice.
Come on, Gerald. What'll it be?
Choose the right choice.
God damn it! And he pulls out a short sword and he just stabs Edward in the eye.
Oh my god!
Yeah! He rips it out and stabs him in the other eye. And Edward goes, Jesus, and he falls off the dock, and he sinks like a rock.
Ah!
And he goes, now you know what it looks like to be me, you idiot. I was blinded. And he pulls up and he goes,
yeah, my
oh.
one.
Oh, what the dog do it?
My wanna avoid the law with me, buddy?
He was so not violent.
I have no choice now, do I?
Not really.
Oh, great. What the dog doing?
Do the tentacle thing.
Okay.
More tentacles raise up. And then she eats some civilians. And he's like, oh, maybe we're the bad guys. And also, that's a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Frankie, Dotari, and I guess me as Gerald.
I guess
what are we
Gerald.
All doing?
You just inserted yourself into the story. It's just
yeah,
like,
it was an accident. What are we doing, Frankie?
I accidentally stabbed both his eyes.
Oh, whoops, that was.
This guy's sitting on the ship like, huh.
I love kidnapping NPCs.
You're just like watching.
I've done that
and
in
you
like
see,
every campaign.
You
I'm
see
in.
A little bit of, just like as Edward falls, these two little pools of blood reach the surface.
Oh, that's. Disgusting.
These just little circles. And they expand a little.
Wild day.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Man.
Good job.
Can I be Gerald now?
Hold on.
No.
I want to play with you guys.
Gerald is very much an NPC.
Yeah, Gerald's.
Patience and silence.
I have a feeling Gerald's just going to die at some point.
Oh, I might kill him for effect, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just there.
We're probably going to kill off Gerald.
Why can't I play?
It's going to be like Joanne Rowling.
All right, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Okay, so we're still... Where's
Frankie is just out of the game right now. What are we doing?
Frankie
on the boat.
I don't know.
Because you need to get on the other boat.
Okay, so I need to get on the other boat.
Use your tiny little legs and run.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to run.
Through the crowd?
Through. Well, I'm tiny, so I could like run through their legs and stuff, right?
Yeah. I suppose.
I'm literally a midget. I'm only like
there is a number of small people there as well.
I don't care.
And some big people.
Well, I'm also good at jumping now. I've made that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can jump over them.
Give me a number from 1 to 3.
God. You
honestly
no.
1 to 3, you got this.
This part stresses me out. 2.
That's right.
You're
quite a speedy boy. Your time in combat training.
You see some
you jump through legs, you hop over people, you're like a shadow, just and you're on the other side, and you look over to the boat, and you just see these two.
But they were old.
Yeah.
I am old. I can be old and fast. You have a problem against old, fast people?
God.
And that just leaves Dotari
and
Gerald.
Have you ever heard of Angry Granny? Well, Angry Granny Run?
Oh, shit, what was that?
Oh, okay. We really did just murder some innocents.
Yeah. You get numbed out to it after a while.
Why did I do that to Edward?
It's alright. It's alright, buddy.
Is he sobbing?
He's sad.
He has not stopped crying this entire time.
I killed him.
He's not like...
He's a teenager, okay?
Come on. Run to the boat, buddy. Get your asses over here. We have to
run. Do we not like have teleportation magic or something?
Run to the boat.
Shit. And he pulls out his halberd and he goes, everybody out of my way! And the crowd is like, oh yeah, we're gonna get out of this. And not because of, you notice it's not because of him, they're all just staring at you.
Woo!
And they're like, yeah, we're gonna
that's my boy!
Give me about 10 seconds.
Oh no.
Police sirens.
Fuck, we're gonna get arrested.
All right, and he pushes someone, and they seem very much into that. There we go.
That 360.
You were waiting to get those tips lined up.
My
God.
Wait a minute, what was the joke?
Anything that ends in 350 is gonna have
like,
a
give me 10 joke. Seconds, and I was like, oh no.
Wait, what was the joke? You have to make another one.
You missed it. You'll have to go back to it.
So he just books it. And the crowd is passing because they're like, we do not want to get eaten by the abyss.
By the abyss.
And he makes it to the boat and he goes, can I hop on with you? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. And he grabs the ladder and he's kind of speeds his way up. Jesus. He jumps down and he goes, oh my god, I am definitely getting fired. Dotari, you're up.
Dude, I think you're already fired.
Ayo, does anyone have a drink?
Somebody like pulls out a bottle of water and shakily hands it to you.
Thanks, bud. And I just book it away. I steal someone's water and run away.
Like the guard, guy from
There's a couple of guards from here, and they're very much, they don't stop you. You see one guy like...
Lena, are you on the stupid boat?
One guy goes to, grabs you by the shoulder and he goes, "Stay right there."
Do you want to be blinded?
What?
Do you want to be blinded?
Excuse me.
What in the hell?
I'll take that as a yes.
Do you curse him? All right. You tap him. You find yourself back in the abyss. You see this geodesic sphere.
Oh yeah, the abyss.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you rend in the darkness. Or is that, are you blinding him or do you want to do something?
I'm blinding him. Right. I said I would blind him. I'm blinding him.
You bring in the darkness and it clouds around the sphere and you're back and he goes, "Oh, I'm an idiot."
Sucks to just, be you. Just, I just keep running.
And you keep running. And nobody really stops you, and you hop on the boat. What is everybody doing now that the five of you are on the boat?
I'm just all right, chilling.
Start sailing.
I'm like chilling on the boat.
Question: do you know how to
dying over
steer
here.
A ship?
Do you know how to like, you know?
I do.
You were a pirate.
Yeah.
Great.
So you're gonna.
I don't know shit. So
wait, all right.
What can I play?
Let me get us out of here.
Let us get out of here first.
So Dotari just gets everyone out of there because mad pirate skills.
Yeah, you're gonna be probably the captain of the boat. We do
most
need a
likely.
We need a role on the boat bitch. For everybody else. So there are like first mates.
I'm first mate.
Okay, you'll be our first mate.
I hate you. I hate you too. Glad to
we need a navigator, someone who's very good at navigation.
Yeah, probably you, because you're just kind of.
And we need a chef. Solid. Just kidding. You can pick whatever role you want.
Moral support.
Moral support.
Yeah, those are the main roles, in fairness. It's like, these three, and then it's like some smaller stuff. So like
you don't really know anything.
You kind of got short shift.
That's okay.
It's what, okay. What role do you want to be?
Well,
like what do you want to be doing on the boat?
Can I make alcohol?
Sure.
That's a wonderful idea. I love you.
You can be the gunner.
Okay. Do you want some vodka?
You can, but you also can make vodka. Sure.
I love you.
You'll just be like,
I hate everyone else, but I love you. And Gerald.
You'll be like the maintenance man. You can just like, do like whatever you want.
Had
with
a
magic.
Long day, want some right. vodka?
Yeah. Scribble a jam spell.
boom. Alcohol.
You got lipstick on my Valentino
Elena's
white bag?
Vodka maker.
So, official role.
Getting on the boat.
All right.
Dotari, you like. Da 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 da. and you grab the helm of the ship, and you are like, this is a very different vessel to what you usually. This
Caribbean.
Is a merchant vessel. This is like a fishing vessel.
Oh dang!
So it's not like you're on a pirate ship, but
oh,
it's
dang,
same principle.
Oh, God damn it. Well, we're all the cool ships nowadays.
It's the same principle.
Non-existent.
What do you three want to do as the law begins to go around the boat? And
can
they're
like,
gonna probably chase you off the deck.
Bye.
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 You see.
Hey guys, wanna see some tentacle magic?
Ooh.
Two of them go.
Light?
No. And one guy grabs on the ladder as you pull out, and he just like hangs off, and he. Yeah. And he grabs another rung. What do you wanna do?
Can we drown him?
Fuck.
Okay.
Anyone wanna stab him with my sword?
I do.
I'll do it.
Quick and light them on fire.
You want to make a man a Molotov?
Yeah.
A Mola man. All right. A Manatov.
This is no.
You kind of. I mean, you cast the spell creation, and you grab this like little cup and you vodka into it, and you.
Shit.
Go over him and you pour it on. And he goes, "Oh well, that's not nice."
Woo!
What do you
want
to do?
It looks like shit.
And it gets in his eyes.
We've been doing this for
awful.
30 minutes.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate that. Jesus Christ.
Do we have matches on the boat or are they like wet?
You can cast produce flames.
I can do that.
Ooh, I like where you're going.
You go.
Yes.
This little spark ignites on his head and just. And his whole. You know Dumb Ways to Die?
Yeah.
Where it's just the guy who has fire on his hair?
Yeah.
It's like that. As he just falls in the water. He goes, "The Clovis Concord will find you, Dotari Ninareth and Short Company."
Screw you!
And as you all, as you make your way into the sunset,
driving away, taking your points on the boat. It's not really sunset, it's midday.
we can
it just sounded cooler.
As you ride away into the Lycidian Ocean, I think that's going to be our halftime break. So I'm just going to...
I'm just going to...
So, yeah, it's Thomas. Hello. I lied. We started the episode a little late, so we don't really have time to record any second part. Consider that the end of the episode. But, we'll be back within a few days, and we'll be able to record, hopefully, full hour-length episodes. This one was only 30 minutes. My apologies, but from here on out, I'm hoping for each episode to be an hour long with a couple minute break for us 30 minutes in. Thank you all if you're watching this stupid project that we made for a friend. I'll see you next episode. Bye!